by the Alamon K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. Before we get to the phones, I have some news. Our pal Al Mosier.
Boy, how long have you and I known Al? Back in the 80s?
Back in the 80s. He was only 7 at the time, of course. Al wrote in to give us a little piece of information. LapLink. We've talked about LapLink many, many times. It's a high-speed file transfer software to transfer data between two computers without having a network. LapLink, unfortunately, is filing for bankruptcy.
Oh.
And as Al says, thus we lose one of the few remaining sources of neat utilities. This developer of high-speed software has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Now, Chapter 11 is not what? Chapter 7,
right,
which is real bankruptcy. Chapter 11 is protection from creditors.
Right.
The company plans to sell its assets to former Microsoft exec Thomas Cole, who is currently the chairman of InfoWave Software. It's kind of sad. I've always really liked.
I think it's the 2002 version.
Yeah, it's great. And because you buy the 2003, that's where they're going out of business.
InfoWave's big product is the PowerPrint line that allows you to adapt older printers onto newer computers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, quickly, a couple of things that you need to know about. First, of course, there are some updates for Windows that you must get. One is to their Microsoft Virtual Machine. They won't call it the Java Virtual Machine because they're all porky at Sun.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's the way it is. There's a real problem in it. It's the virtual machine that lets Java programs run. The way it's working right now, in every version of Windows that there is from 98 on up, you can, in 95 too, but of course they're not fixing it in 95. Somebody could put on a poison applet that will wipe out your Windows PC. Basically, the theory is that the virtual machine is supposed to lock down any software that runs in it so that software can't do things to your machine. That's the whole point behind Java. Well, Microsoft didn't manage to get that quite right, and consequently, any attack could change your data, load and run programs, reformat the hard drive. It could be anything. So update your system. Get that download. It should come through the Windows update, but just to be certain, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go to Microsoft's website and to their download section and download and install that. It's really important to keep up with those things. There's also another fix. The other problem with that, of course, is that a lot of people use HTML email programs like Outlook Express and Outlook, which essentially turn your email into a web browser. And of course, it's through web browsers that you run Java programs. So somebody could send you an email with this Java applet in it, and bang, you get, screwed. So the best bet is to put it in the technical way. So the best bet, I think, would be to make sure you get that update. We're going to go to the phones now, and the first person we're going to talk to is Justin from Rochester. Welcome, Justin. What's your question?
Hey, just a quick yes or no on what you were just saying.
No.
Thanks.
Sure.
Would you recommend getting the SP1 then? Update? Because I haven't gotten it yet. I just got XP last week, actually.
Yeah, the SP1 update is probably a good idea, but this is separate from the SP1.
Okay.
This won't be covered in the SP1 because this came out after Service Pack 1. SP1, for all you other folks, is Service Pack 1. Well, Microsoft puts out what they call service packs, which rolls up all the hot fixes they've put out up to that point.
And I
unfortunately,
think that's actually SP1A because SP1...
Right. Didn't work.
It didn't work for the Hill Beans.
Right, so 1A is what you're really looking for.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You should definitely install that, but in addition to that, these are extra hot fixes that came out after Service Pack 1A.
Okay.
Okie doke.
So that almost implies that Service Pack 2 will be out.
Well, yeah. What's interesting is that Microsoft often tells people, don't get the hot fixes, wait for the Service Pack. Well, excuse me, but why would I want to leave my system vulnerable to attack through a Java applet that I might get through the mail simply because Microsoft wants me to wait for the service pack? No. So they get the service pack and then get the additional updates.
Okay.
Okie doke.
I was wondering about an AGB card,
yeah.
AGP card. I don't know if you know, but it was a rare find in a retail store. I found a dual VGA port card, brand new, just came from the manufacturer.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I was really excited. So I get home, you know, do the duties, get it in there, and sure enough, I find out that it's not digitally certified or something. So I'm thinking, yeah. You know, for XP, and that's what the whole XP is all over the box. You know, like totally hyped XP,
yeah.
AGP, and what I'm getting now is I'm getting like when I have my desktop or a solid background, I'm basically getting waterfalls.
Yeah. Well, the first thing you need to do is check to see if there's an updated driver from the manufacturer. I get that with this camera that we just installed. Every time I turn my machine on, it reinstalls the software because it wasn't certified.
Yeah, the big issue with digital certified and digital signed is that they paid Microsoft for the logo.
Yep. Right. Okay. Basically, that's all that means. And it also means that without it, often the software is not registered correctly in the system. And so consequently, every time I turn my machine on, I have to reinstall it. It's a pain in the neck. It's just one more way for Microsoft to make money. There's no difference between digitally signed and not digitally signed.
I think it's
signed.
A little bit lower as far as the pay.
except that they've okayed it.
So my machine isn't up for any problems then as far as like technical or...
The theory is yes, because the whole point behind Microsoft says the whole point behind the certification is that they now know that it works perfectly with the system and won't cause you any problems.
Right.
Now,
and
of course,
it comes from a reputable software
right.
company.
They're not going to support it in any way, but okay. There you have it.
You can still get the updates.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Okie doke. Mm-hmm. Our next caller. But I just took that momentary breather. It's a little change of pace thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're moving along, then you take a breather for a second, then you move along, that's why there are pianissimo and forte movements in any symphony. You got to change the pace. You can't keep going at the same pace all the time. So let's take a moment to breathe. Everybody,
there's too many notes. I still remember that from the Amadeus movie.
Notes, exactly.
He's complaining,
right.
There's too many notes.
Too many notes. That was an excellent film, by the way. Our next caller is Bob from Western Undercoid. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
I have two computers, both running XP Pro. The laptop has FAT32 on it, and the desktop has NTFS.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth the trouble to convert from the FAT32 to the NTFS on the laptop, and how safe and easy is it?
Yeah, one, if you go to NTFS, it's a more efficient file system. It takes up less hard disk space and runs, you know, doesn't fragment the hard drive. That's why with XP and having NTFS, you don't have to do the defrags and the scan disk as much because it doesn't fragment it.
Although that's not as big a deal with 80 gigabyte hard drives being
right.
small.
There are a couple products like, what's the one? Partition Magic. Partition Magic is a utility that'll let you convert from the FAT32 to the NTFS.
On the fly without losing your data.
Right.
The Microsoft.
You don't have to repartition the drives or reinstall all the data or any of that good stuff.
The one drawback is that if you have any older DOS utilities or even some Windows 95 and 98 programs, if they don't understand NTFS, they won't work.
Yeah, even though you try to fool it out saying be 98 or 95 compatible.
I have a guy who constantly... who refuses to give up I think it's called ElfTree, and it's a DOS-based utility. So he moves files with it, and he does, and it's constantly screwing up his hard drive. He won't give it up, and it's like it's my fault that this thing is not working properly.
Such is life.
Get over it. It can't be, you know, you can't run the old DOS utilities anymore.
So, yeah, a utility like that would probably be your best bet and the safest.
And NTFS is the only way you're going to guarantee that all the security in Microsoft works properly. FAT32 is open to the world.
Yep.
So if you've tried to protect certain directories from being read by other people, or you're trying to protect them from being read by somebody who sneaks in over the Internet, you can't do it under FAT32, only under NTFS.
Well, on this computer that has FAT32, it's only ever had XP installed on it, but you still recommend using Partition Magic for that.
Yeah, if you run Microsoft's NTFS conversion utility, I think it wipes out all the data.
Okay.
I think so.
I think it does. So I would suggest...
Of course, if you don't mind an afternoon of rebuilding everything,
yeah.
That can be fun.
Exactly. Why would they sell you a computer that was built for XP and running FAT32.
That was a surprise to me, too, until I got this new computer and realized that the old one was 32.
Because probably when the person was doing the initial stall,
that's
completely
whacked.
They grabbed the wrong
A lot
selection.
Of the XP machines that I've been building, I'm still using FAT32 because of this backward compatibility. I don't want the customers coming up to me, I can't run my favorite program. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I guess that's true. Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with, say it with me, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Enoch Francesco on the greatest computer show ever, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you live in the greater Rochester area, odds are you're familiar with the Dorshel name. What you might be unaware of is that for the last 5 years, Dorshel has been selling and servicing top-quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at two locations south of the Thruway. Dorshel Truck and Van Outlet, just 5 minutes south of Marketplace Mall on Route 390, and Dorshel Chrysler Dodge Jeep on Main Street in Honeyoy Falls. Both stores have a friendly staff and relaxed atmosphere and tremendous automotive values on hard-to-find pre-owned specialty vehicles of all makes and models. We have the area's best selection of half, three-quarter, and one-tons, short bed and long bed, regular cab, extra cab, and quad cabs, regular and full-size SUVs, and conversion vans. Value cars starting at $29.95 and a great selection of Dodge and Chrysler program cars. We've got what you want at the price you want to pay. Dorshel Truck and Van Outlet, 5 minutes south of Marketplace Mall on Route 390 at Exit 11, and Dorshel Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Main Street in Honeyoy Falls.
Why Pep Boys? I commute in stop-and-go traffic. I heard the brakes squealing. I didn't feel safe. I needed help.
Pep Boys helps you get more out of your car with Revesto's Quiet Stop Brake Service. These ceramic low-dusting brakes are installed by technicians who are experts in both import and domestic vehicles, and their work is guaranteed. Now you can save up to $50 on Revesto's Quiet Stop Brake Service. See store for details.
They really look out for me. That's why I go to Pep Boys.
Dealer quality service at prices you can afford. Pep Boys, the car people.
Ah, spring is in the air. And to me, the Orkin man, that means one thing, folks. Mating season. It's not just the birds and the bees. We're talking ants, spiders, roaches, all the makings of a bug baby boom. Maybe in your kitchen cabinets. To nip this little love fest in the bud, do what so many others have done. Call me at Orkin. We're trained to put out the romantic fire for all kinds of insects. Sorry, bugs. This is the Orkin man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
It's April. Time to shake off heavy winter coats and slide into the soft jacket of spring. Time's meant to be captured and held in the pages of photo albums or loop wonderfully by in camcorder captured moments. Easter's almost here and Mother's Day and spring break. Wonderful times for wonderful photos. And the folks at Canon have asked us to share this April with them as Canon Digital Camera Month. Chet Walker for Rove Photo, Video, and Audio with special Canon digital discounts. Discounts over and above even Rowe's normally discounted prices. And these discounts are on all Canon products we have. Outstanding digital cameras, extraordinary digital camcorders, even Canon printers, and all the Canon gadgets and accessories we have in both stores. If it says Canon, it says sale. Capture the moment. Capture the time. Capture the savings at Rowe Photo Video and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue, and Rowe on the Ridge, Buckman's Plaza in Greece.
Put your favorite song on your favorite phone. Buy a Nokia ringtone card at participating 7-Eleven stores today.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we... Soundbite.
Good one.
Our next caller is Mike from Greece. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi. I'm using a computer dual booting with XP and Red Hat 7.3. Last night I downloaded Red Hat 9, And when I put it on during the installation, it recognized my monitor and then immediately exceeded the bandwidth of my monitor, so the display went blank. So I'm wondering, how do I get around this?
So when you started to install it, it recognized your monitor.
Yes.
Well, it's the monitor is actually, well, the monitor is important, but also is the video card. Did it correctly recognize your video card?
Yes, it did.
And when it went to them, everything went blank and never came back?
Yes. It decided to push the boundaries on my monitor because there's a screen that comes up on my monitor that tells me that the bandwidth is out of band.
Yeah.
Too high a frequency.
Can you get into like a safe mode in Red Hat?
When you do the install, I haven't started Red Hat 9 yet, so I don't know if it's any different here. But you usually get a choice of doing an automatic or manual install. You're going to need to do the manual install.
Yes.
So if you just restart everything and select manual instead of automatic install, you should be okay.
There's an ability to go text mode.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe after I do that, I could figure out how to X-configure.
That's it.
So, okay. I was hoping there was a better way around it. But
no, I'm afraid that's the way it has to go. Well, clearly, something about your monitor and video card together are not actually being
or haven't been
recognized correctly by the system.
7.3 likes it a lot.
Yeah. It's just I don't know what to tell you at this point except that start with the text only mode and see where you can get that.
Oh, you might want to wait till the end of the show because I'm sure Tony is dialing frantically now and will rattle off the exact command you need to type in.
Sure. Yeah. In fact, I'll even be happy if Tony is listening. I'll even start up my
Linux.
No. I don't have Linux on this machine, unfortunately. I'll start up my instant messaging program. See if he's actually listening, and we'll see what happens.
And let's mention that a little bit. That we've got the show cam running now, and we're thinking about and turn around and wave at the camera, Rob. We got to wait for the 10 seconds for the picture to get taken. So we're thinking about starting up an instant messaging client, too, so people can post their comments during the show. But what we don't want to have is people trying to get their questions in. You know, we want to use the phone
I cannot conceivably... He's not even online. I cannot conceivably think of anything that would be more annoying than having 100,000... I'm not even going to tell people what my instant messaging address is. I'm just
Why
not going
to
do
want
it.
To?
But it is nice for situations like this when someone else knows the exact answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we're debating that back. Let's make that the poll next week.
Yeah.
Should we have an instant messaging, and can you use it responsibly?
That's a double-edged sword,
and I believe there'll be a lot of no in the second one.
Yeah.
All right, keep listening, Mike, and we'll see if anybody calls in who knows the answer to this question. Our next caller is Bob from Greece. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I received a new Dell 4550 last week.
Ooh, congratulations.
Well, it came on Thursday.
Excellent. And you had no power, did
well,
you?
Well, luckily we got it back on Monday, and I guess I fired it up on Tuesday. But it was a nice paperweight there for about 3 or 4 days.
It's really annoying because you lose the whole weekend.
Yeah, I had it sort of hooked up, so it didn't take too long to get it going. But here's what happened. I'm slowly but surely and methodically transferring files and what have you from my older Dell to the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the programs that I was using for a short time on the older Dell is called Registry First Aid. It's one of these programs that goes in and finds, I can rattle off what it finds.
We
know what you're talking about.
Okay. I use it on my other machine. The trouble is I'm kind of, I'm not that computer literate that when it writes out all of those different entries that it's found, which ones can you delete and which ones you can't, but that's not, let me go on. I put this program on the new machine, and when I turned it on, it came up with like 270 entries.
What?
And I figured, what the world? This is a brand new computer. How could there be so many invalid paths? And
well, what is your new machine running for an operating system?
It's a Pentium 4.
XP what?
Operating system. Windows XP?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Windows XP.
And what was your old machine running?
95 SE.
There's your problem. Yeah. Registry First Aid 495 won't recognize anything in
correctly.
XP. So you need to uninstall it.
Right.
Okay, I will. Now, here's what happened.
Well, what version of it were you using?
It's 3.0. It's the latest one that I found on their website.
Well, this is a different one, because I just found a program called Registry First Aid 2.0.
Well, there's also a program called for XP RegClean. If you do a search, matter of fact, if you go to PC World,
I think I had RegClean for a while on my
own. Well, there's an XP version now that if you go to their download section and under utilities, they have a RegClean specifically for XP. It will safely go in there and find all those points that you want to take out. Now, here's the neat thing about it is that you can quarantine them. So it more or less takes them out, but doesn't totally get rid of them. This way, say you accidentally grab one registry or a program that shouldn't have gone, by quarantining it, you can then go back and put it back.
Well, Dave, that's exactly what happened. When I turned my machine on this morning, I'd been blithely eliminating these things with this program that you now tell me is not really appropriate for XP.
Mm-hmm.
I turn on the machine this morning, and I get the screen that says, click on your username, and there's not even a place to click it.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck, and I'm not using a password or a username.
All right, here's one thing.
So here's what I got an early lesson in System Restore.
Did you go to the last good known boot up?
Yes.
And what did that do for you?
It fixed everything.
There you go. Definitely get first aid. It is not the right program for
right.
you.
Now,
find the update for it.
Right, right. I mean, right. You can get the update, but...
Well, maybe this 3.0 is, I have to confess, that I didn't really see what the system requirements
You've
are
You've really got to check it, because if it doesn't say XP certified...
We find that with a lot of things when people upgrade, a lot of drivers slip through that are not designed for XP and don't work right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of old programs that they've had forever don't work under XP.
Yes.
And they cause more problems than they solve. And so this is for everybody out there. Anytime you upgrade your operating system, please, please check every one of your programs and see if there is an update specifically for the new version of the operating system. Because if you run the old program, you can do some damage to your machine.
Mm-hmm.
And calling us up afterwards and saying, I ran this and it screwed up my machine, how do I fix it, is not as good as, before I run this, I ought to look for the update.
Right.
Well, thank heavens for System Restore.
Exactly.
How do you people feel in general about registry cleaning programs such as these we've been talking about? You think they're a good idea?
Yes.
The problem is they bring up all these things and you don't know whether you should delete them or not.
Exactly.
That's why I say quarantine them. The safest thing for, unless you know what you're doing and what registry entries have to do, which the average user doesn't, I always recommend, it'll ask you to create a file name, put in today's date. So when you go to quarantine it, and this is the same with Attaware. Always quarantine it for a while. And you can put in today's date so you know when you created it. And then go ahead and then say remove. Because it removes them, but it'll keep a copy somewhere in case you have to go back to that previous point in time.
Right. The only problem is if you do indeed remove something that causes you not to be able to boot, then you have to go back to the last known good configuration.
Yes. Yep. Well, luckily that worked out because my heart was in my throat.
Yeah, yeah, and I can understand that it would be.
I bought a book for a day or two.
I picked up a book yesterday at Barnes & Noble that helped me do this. It's Windows XP, plain and simple. Lots of good color pictures, and for a guy at my level, it's just about the right book, I think.
So
I looked up and I went through it, and sure enough, everything's fixed.
Great.
So
that's
I feel
what I
good.
Like to hear. Thanks, Bob. I love to hear that.
Okay. Well, thanks for everything, guys.
I appreciate that. Thank
good
you.
Good show. We enjoy it.
That's what I love to hear. Thanks. Keep listening. Tell all your friends. Tell your enemies, too. What the heck. Be nice to them. It's almost Easter. We're going to take a quick break for some commercials and maybe even a little
local
bit of news. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
My name is Vicky Parente. I live in San Diego, California. My fiancé and I are getting married. We didn't realize the men's warehouse had tuxedo rental. We went not really knowing what we wanted, but were helped by Colleen and Melissa. They were so helpful, let us try everything, were so patient, answered all of our questions. I'm just so pleased with the service. I wish I had had that kind of service when I went to go buy my wedding dress. They were so unhelpful when I went to go buy my wedding dress at one of those, you know, swanky boutiques. And these people were just so kind and patient and helpful. And you have a customer for life.
Don't worry, Vicky. The one thing we're not is swanky. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
To speak directly to someone in the store nearest you about renting or buying a tuxedo, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The movie Anger Management is coming, and you can see it free thanks to Celino and Barnes. It's Tuesday night at the movies. Celino and Barnes invites you to a free showing of the new hit movie Anger Management, Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Regal Cinemas in Henrietta. To get your free tickets, stop by the Clear Channel Studios in Midtown Plaza in downtown Rochester. Anger Management. Don't miss it. Daylight savings time means it's time to change the batteries in your clocks and smoke alarms. So for all kinds of hard-to-find batteries, spring forward to Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Rush Limbaugh.
Just how can anybody be liberal?
Weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. America at War. In-depth team coverage on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Susan Monday. Some of the most...
To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to Sound Bites. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. Before we get back to the phones, we're going to talk a little bit about stuff going on the website. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll was about the ice storm of '03. 270 of you were kind enough to give us your opinions. That puts us at number 37 on the all-time hit list. Of those 230, the choices were... we lost power and went to bed early. We lost power and learned just how long the laptop's battery lasts. We lost power and danced the fandango until 2. Lost power and played acoustical instruments. Lost power and twitched until solitaire came back. Lost power and relearned our children's names. We didn't lose no stinking power. And you Western New Yorkers are funny and sad.
See, you missed that one, though. The other one that should have been on there is, I'll be going to the hospital in 9 months.
Exactly. We'll have that next, we'll have that in 9 months. I'm going to name my baby Storm or Icy. Chill Wills was named Chill because that was his real name. Chill Wills was named Chill because he was born on the hottest day of the year, it was 109 degrees. Yeah. Okay, anyway, the 147 of you, that is to say 54% of the votes for We Didn't Lose No Stinking Power, followed by We Lost Power and Went to Bed Early, followed by You Western New Yorkers Are Funny and Sad. This week's poll is just a tiny bit different. This week's poll, it comes to us from a suggestion from Michael. Thank you very much, Michael. Please, everybody out there, listen to me. If you don't send in ideas for the poll, you're just going to be stuck with whatever comes into my not-so-fertile imagination at about midnight on a Friday night. So please, please send us your poll ideas. This week's poll is for the Soundbites archive. Do you prefer small file size, high sound quality, or other? Leave an opinion. So far, we have about 65 votes online, and higher sound quality is winning. Not by much, though. 51% to 42%. It's pretty tight. When you're done with that, please hop over to my website, asknick.com. That would be asknick.com. And leave an opinion on what you've thought about the archive. It's asknick.com. There are 10 opinions so far. Some of them actually seem to pertain to the question at hand, and that's kind of interesting. We sometimes don't get any of the two. So please leave us your opinions at asknick.com.
And I do want to apologize to the archive fans. My cable is still out. I haven't been able to upload the files, so I'm going to do it today after the show from the studio.
Oh, there you go. But several people have asked that we upload the archive file earlier in the week, and I will talk to the powers that be about that and see what we can arrange. I'm not going to make any promises. But that's what's going on at the Soundbites page. In addition, folks, we have a show cam. The show cam is live during the show, and you can actually see us on it. Right now, we've got it parked in another place, so we're, all our faces are mostly visible. Steve seems to have put his microphone in front of his face, but that's all right.
I thought I had it to the side.
No, it is to the side. That's just the lighting in here is not really designed. Shockingly,
actually,
the lighting seems to be designed for radio.
I think that's the microphone in the next studio.
Yeah, it might be.
It is.
So you can see the show cam. That updates every 10 seconds.
That's his show from.
And if you get a chance, check out the logos, our various logos, and absolutely check out the movie posters. We have some artists who are members of our forum, and we'll talk about the forum in a moment. And they have been putting up posters with our faces in them. And I have to tell you, I am astounded at the quality of these posters. These people are phenomenally good at this. They have some real talent, and
way too much time on our hands.
Yeah, and way too much time on our hands. What I love is the fact that, and it all started
innocently
enough. Von Vibra put up a poster of us being from the Coconuts, which is a Marx Brothers movie, a great Marx Brothers movie. He not only stuck our faces into the logo on the front of the poster, he put our names in there and used the same font that they used for the poster itself. And he even changed the actual name of the thing. So that set the bar really pretty high. And we've got The Matrix and The Wizard of Oz and
King Kong.
We've got it all. Creature from the Black Lagoon, Moulin Rouge. The last two that are up, we've got Chicago. The last two that are up, we've got Lord of the Rings. And my cousin Vinny have their own little sections in there. And it's very funny stuff. And, of course,
Rob Linton is the Teletubbies.
Rob Linton is in with us on the Teletubbies. I want you to note that Dave is Tinky Winky. So, at any rate, Dave doesn't even know what that means.
No, I don't.
But that's,
his children are too old and his grandchildren are too young.
Exactly.
SpongeBob SquarePants is all I know. And Dog Cat.
Who lives in a pineapple under?
I got to see quite a few of those other cartoons because I had the pleasure of having my grandson all week while my daughter was working. So we had a re-education of getting back up early, getting a four-year-old to eat his cereal in the morning, and then getting them dressed. It's amazing how fast you forget that stuff after so many years. But I got to admit, he was a great little kid, and, you know, got to love the grandchildren, and he was fantastic.
Yep. Well, anyway, if you get the chance, please check out our website. There's more fun going on there than you can shake a stick at. We're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Gene from Rochester. Welcome, Gene.
How are you? You probably had this question asked you maybe a million and a half times.
That's, we'll take it again.
And it's never going to be deleted, I don't think. These pop-ups.
Yeah.
Okay, the pop-up that comes up, I got Windows 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, and this pop-up comes up, and it says, you know, if you don't want anybody getting into your computer and your credit cards, accounts, and so on, purchase this for $29.95. Now, I tried calling my instructor that I had at the Blind Center, and they said, gee, you know, there's really nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
You know? And I was wondering, will Norton, there's two versions of Norton, a good program or the most expensive, that's the professional. Now, what can I do to stop this?
There are a couple of things you can do to stop getting pop-ups.
And none of them are from Norton.
There are a number of other programs that will block pop-ups. Most of them you can find on the website. Pop Stopper, Pop Killer, Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
That does a great job.
It does a great job. That's only $30 or whatever it is, and those are pretty good. There's another way you can do it, which is simply to stop using Internet Explorer. If you run Mozilla, Netscape, Opera, Phoenix, all of them have a choice in the setup for not allowing pop-ups.
Yeah, I got Googled.
Google is not a browser.
Okay.
So the browser is probably Internet Explorer.
All right.
So you need to look at using a different browser instead. And I'll tell you what, I use Mozilla myself, and I haven't seen a pop-up in 5 months.
Okay.
I simply have not seen one because I said, don't give me pop-ups.
Okay, second question real quick, they never installed it when I was at the Blind Center in Connecticut. Now I'm talking about the virus protection for using Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the better one, or which one would you say would be good?
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Norton or McAfee, both good. If you're looking for a free one, I have found that AVG.
You know what? I don't know if I want. I think I'd rather pay for it to know that I have it.
That's what I was about to say. I have used AVG. I find it to be good.
Yeah, but no.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's free. You got to.
No, the thing that he's got to worry about is you're probably using JAWS.
Yes, I am. JAWS and OpenBook.
Yep. Okay, yes. Then in case for that, then you want to stick with either Norton or McAfee since you're running JAWS.
Okay, would that
within each of those publishers, they have different packages, and that's what you were alluding to earlier.
Would there be a better version than just the regular, or just
all the different versions are the same. They just come with more programs.
Okay.
The regular Norton antivirus or McAfee antivirus. Then they have a professional version that throws in a firewall, which can protect you from outside hackers.
Is that good?
It's good, but you have to know what you're doing because you can prevent yourself from getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can prevent things you want to get in, like your email, can stop coming in.
Now, are you on DSL or Roadrunner?
Roadrunner.
Okay, then, yeah, if you get, say, like, do you have McAfee or Norton currently?
No, I don't. I just called the instructor up, and I just got the new Dell, the 4550.
All right, so if you go ahead and get the McAfee, I think it's just the standard version, that also comes with a firewall into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the trick. When you're installing McAfee, you'll be presented one window that says standard install or custom. Do the custom install, because you'll want to install the firewall but not install Safe and Sound. Safe and Sound is a redundant thing where it tries to back up your files and everything else, and it just slows things down. And XP does a good job of maintaining the system anyways.
Okay. So that's in McAfee, right?
Yeah, that's with McAfee. Now, the only reason I like McAfee over Norton is Norton always wants to quarantine viruses.
Yes, I had that problem with my computer.
Whereas I usually set McAfee up to say, if you can't clean it, delete it. Because I don't want it quarantined. What good is it going to do quarantined? Get it off my machine.
The latest versions of Norton will also delete, but the default option is to quarantine.
Yeah.
You have to tell it manually to change your options.
I don't want to play with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather go with Mac and see and know that it's going to be there for me.
Yes.
Yeah, if it can't be cleaned, there's nothing there you want to read anyway.
Exactly.
It's only a virus.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Nina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I've given it a lot of thought, and today's word of the day is going to be certified. Accountants are certified. Dentists are certified. You can even buy certified Angus beef if you need that kind of confirmation. But the certified that's got me going today is the certified pre-owned BMW. A certified pre-owned BMW is certified thrill, certified chill, certified handling, certified freedom. It's a certified blast to drive. Of course, if you need a more intellectual interpretation, it's got certified leasing and financing options and certified warranty protection for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Oh, and one more thing. It's only certifiably certified if you get it at an authorized certified pre-owned BMW center. Protection plan provides coverage for up to 2 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of the expiration of the 4-year 50,000-mile BMW new vehicle limited warranty. See participating BMW center for details.
John Holtz BMW is the only authorized dealer for certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. For more information, call 877-537-4BMW or visit John Holtz BMW today.
Spring is here, and that means it's time for the Rochester Spring Affair Arts and Crafts Show. This Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 each day, at the Dome Arena, Henrietta. Over 150 award-winning juried artists and craftsmen will offer superior American handmade crafts. Choose from spring florals or accent your home with traditional, contemporary, or country and folk designs. Welcome the spring season with beautiful frame prints and breathtaking original art. Or choose outstanding art glass and pottery for your home or that special gift. The Spring Affair Arts and Crafts Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Dome Arena. There's something special for everyone. Jewelry, clothing, household decor, toys. All at prices and quality that will bring a smile to your face. So celebrate spring and come out to the Spring Affair Arts and Crafts Show at the Dome Arena in Henrietta this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Admission is just $3.50. See you there.
The Erie Grill, a casual yet elegant restaurant overlooking the scenic and historic Erie Canal, features an enticing Easter brunch. Easter fare from the traditional smoked salmon, golden pineapple-filled French toast, Virginia ham, to the exotic sole Florentine and stuffed leg of lamb. The Erie Grill Easter brunch will be served from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. with many of the traditional trimmings and exquisite new culinary delights. Indulge at the Erie Grill for Easter brunch and then enjoy the rest of the day at nearby Erie Canal Path or the quaint boutiques in the village of Pittsburgh. Later that evening, escape to a luxurious guest room in the Renaissance Del Monte Lodge where you can unwind from the day's events. Your friends and family will savor the flavors of an extraordinary Easter brunch for years to come. Call the Renaissance Del Monte Lodge to make your Erie Grill Easter reservations. 381-9900, the perfect setting for your Easter brunch. The Erie Grill, 381-9900.
In 1941, the USO was born to honor and comfort the men and women of our armed forces around the world, to touch their spirits, to simply and heartfully thank them for the extraordinary gift they give us all. And so the USO will carry on, wherever and whenever they go, until every song is sung and every battle won, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO, visit us at uso.org.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. $50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. Our next caller, Chuck from East Rochester. Welcome, Chuck. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Who came in?
Actually, I'm calling in behalf of my daughter, who is an artist, but she would like to know where she could obtain the, I assume it's a computer graphics program, Corel Draw 10.
Pretty much any store.
Yeah, CompUSA or any of the superstores or online.
Well, our charter...
Sponsor.
Thank you. Hello. Well, it's been a long, long week for me, and I'm struggling to keep my brain in gear. Our charter sponsor, Green Shield, has always been a Corral dealer.
Oh, that's right.
Since about day zero. So you can certainly pick it up at Green Shield Computer Services as well. And they know their products. They know Corral really well.
So since I'm unable to read a computer screen myself, how do I get a hold of Green Shield?
I don't have their phone number in my head, but I'll find them online in just a moment.
They're on Hudson near 104.
Yep, Hudson Avenue near 104.
Yeah, but he's looking for a
phone number.
I don't have one of his commercials. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I will continue to search for this, and our connection at the moment from here is grotesquely
actually
slow.
She may be able to find it. She is online. I am not. Mm-hmm.
He's also in the phone book.
He's in the yellow pages.
Practical for me.
Right. Yeah. He's in the yellow pages.
I beg your pardon, sir.
He's in the yellow pages under computers.
Oh, all right. Then she should be able to find it.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're one of the unsung heroes. Corral's still publishing their draw package, although they did discontinue the word perfect suite.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
Yes, they did. I'll tell you what, though.
Remember when Word Perfect used to give out the M&Ms?
Yeah. Whenever their demo crashed, they'd throw up M&Ms to the audience.
They used to show the betas of all their products, and they'd throw out M&Ms to everybody.
Richard Katz.
Yeah.
Used to do... I remember him coming and doing quite a few of the demos, and him and this other girl, Sandy, she did the Word Perfect, and he'd do the Quicken and Intuit.
Yep.
Oh,
They used to have... For about four... Or 5 years, everybody they hired as a rep in Rochester was well over 6 feet tall. I thought it was some sort of hiring requirement that they all be over 6 feet tall. It was amazing. Every time they brought in a new one, it was another Amazon person, male or female, whichever it was. But it was actually pretty funny. And WordPerfect was a great product. I used to be a fan of theirs back when they were still SSI and were publishing their own version of Forth. But I'm old now. And we're going to go to our next caller, Jim from Churchville. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
All right. I've got a Macintosh G4 laptop.
Thanks for calling. Next caller.
No.
20 gigabyte hard drive, and it's equally divided between OS 9 and OS 10. OS X, and I want to partition it to give more room to the OS X. Now, the question I have is, can I drag the OS 9 and the OS X icons to another hard drive? I have a backup hard drive. Do the repartitioning, drag the icons back, and expect it all to work?
No.
I didn't want to hear that.
It works okay for 9, but 10's a lot trickier. There's a lot of invisible files inside of 10. There's a lot of path dependencies because of its Unix underlying. So it doesn't work very well just dragging and dropping.
Okay.
There are a couple of utilities. There's one called Clone X and another one called Carbon Copy Clone, I think it is, that will make a clone of your OS 10 volume onto another volume to let you do this with.
Then can I drag it back after I repartition or no?
You restore the clone. One of the ways the program is designed is to do like school labs where you make one copy of your system install and then just write it out to 10 disks every morning and before the class so the students don't screw your machines up. But you can use it to make a backup copy of your entire OS 10 directory and then restore that clone back onto the hard drive again.
All right, but can I restore the OS 9 back on the hard drive without a problem?
Yes.
Okay. Where do I get Clone X?
Dig around Version Tracker. I'll see if I can find a link and post it on our frequently asked questions list.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take a quick break. Maybe you'll hear a Green Shield ad. If not, we'll give you the phone number when we come back. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580.
located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
0% financing forever. Rebates big enough for a down payment on a house. New car manufacturers have been offering deal after deal, and new car sales are off the charts. Things couldn't get any better, right? Wrong. Record-level new car sales mean record-level trade-ins. Used car inventories at an all-time high, and used car prices at an all-time low. It's a buyer's market, and Dorsal is the place to buy. Dorsal has a huge selection of top-quality, low-mileage, used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, all makes, all models. Lease returns, program cars, and Rochester's largest selection of Toyota and GM certified vehicles. More than $3 million of inventory is priced thousands below replacement cost. All backed by Dorsal's 3-day, 300-mile, no-risk satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Buy it today. Drive it today. Make sure it's what you really want. If not, Dorsal will buy it back. No questions asked. So if new is not for you, it's Dorsal Used Cars next to Southtown Plaza across from Marketplace Mall. Stop out today and save. It's guaranteed.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Prices higher in Hawaii.
So the sun is a-shining, the birds are a-chirping, and the garden is a-calling. One small problem, you're back.
Ow!
It's a-hurting. Can't bend down to dig.
Ooh!
Can't stand up to water.
Ouch!
Just can't bear the pain. Better grab a Thermacare. 8 hours of penetrating heat for powerful pain relief and deep muscle relaxation.
Ah.
So you can bend, dig, plant, water, water, and water all you want. No problem. Pick up a Thermacare and wrap yourself in relief.
Go to Nokia.com/us today and download ringtones to fit your personality. It's your new theme song.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Our next caller at some point here is going to be Victor from Irondequoit. Welcome, Victor. What's your question?
Hi, I got a couple questions. When I started my computer this morning, I got an error message that said instant access has performed an illegal operation. Any ideas what that is?
Instant access?
Yeah.
Well, how do you connect to the internet?
DSL.
Instantly, maybe.
Yeah, it may be something to do with DSL, but instant access.
Sounds suspicious.
I just X'd it out and everything was fine.
Can you check it on Google?
I can't check anything at the moment.
Oh, yeah, our internet connection.
Our internet connection has died a cruel and unusual death, I think. That's instant access is going to bring up 20 million choices here. I don't honestly know what that is, but it doesn't sound healthy. What antivirus program are you running?
Norton 2003.
And when was the last time you updated it?
This morning.
Okay, and that didn't catch anything.
No.
And you're running
Adware.
Yeah.
Adware and you update that and run it regularly.
Every day.
Okay, then it's got to be something that you're allowed to run, but I don't know quite what it would be. There are a million programs that it could be. And what did it actually give a file name or just the words instant access?
Just instant access. I X'd it out and everything was fine. I could work the computer without any problem after that.
You might want to check. It sounds like something else tried to install itself.
Well, I'll tell you what I did do. Yeah. I installed a printer the other day, and I got an icon on my computer that I don't know if I need. It's called Pages Inbox. Do I need that?
Pages is a program that a lot of printers and scanners give you. It's a way that when you do a scan, everything goes in your Pages inbox, and so you can decide what to do with it later, which is really odd because when you want to scan something, you usually know what you want to do with it ahead of time.
Was this an HP printer by chance?
No, it's a Xerox.
All right, you might want to check in if you do the MS config and then go to the startup tab. Some of these printers, especially HP's noted for it, installing a service that you can then instantly upload or, you know, send pictures to have them custom printed.
Yeah, push a button on the scanner and it starts your scanner software for you.
And they'll sit there and, like I say, but you might want to look in there for anything referencing that instant access, see if that's trying to be loaded at startup and uncheck it.
Okay. Last thing, when I upgraded to Adaware 6.0, I got this icon that is in a foreign language. It's AAWDE bug log. Do I need that?
That is the German, DE for Deutsch, the German language log of any bugs it reports. Because Adaware is written by a German company.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do I need that or can I dump it?
No, you might as well leave it. If there are any bugs or problems, you'll want to have that around.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. See, I love it when it's that easy. The problem is there are so many programs now and every little piece of you.
Oh, can get in there, spyware and...
The problem is a lot of time, you know, everybody's talking about all the free utilities that are out on the net and all the cool free things that are available and you can get this free and that free. In particular, the things that like Kazaa. And a lot of the file sharing programs.
The porn it's attached to Kazaa now.
Well, that's the thing. When it loads itself, it also loads a bunch of spyware, so it tracks what you download, it tracks where you go, it tracks the websites you go to, and it reports them all to Kazaa. It also brings up its own pop-up, so even if you use a pop-up killer for your web browser, it's not going to stop all the pop-ups because they aren't coming through the web browser, they're coming through Kazaa.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in general, you know, God bless you, you want to download music that you didn't pay for, that's your business, but you're paying for it in terms of giving all of your private information to whoever feels like paying for it because Kazaa sells that information.
And like I say, and also putting up with all these pop-ups of porn sites that pop up, and the minute you close one, 50 others open up.
But you know what they say, thieves can't be choosers.
You got it.
We're going to go on to our next caller, Ron from Webster. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Hi, fellas. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, except for one problem I've got here. I've got an unsolicited email on a secondary email account, an MSN account, and it keeps trying to send out my Social Security number.
Yep.
And I can't delete it. It will delete, but it will pop right back on in a few minutes later.
So. Yeah, MSN has a real problem with that stuff. What you've got is the very first time you opened it, it downloaded a JavaScript or an ActiveX control or something like that that's to its business. Have you got Adaware?
Yes, I do.
And you ran it and it didn't find it?
It didn't find it, no. However, I haven't updated Adaware recently.
Hey, you really need to update it immediately, if not
you're
sooner.
You're running 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inside 6 is the opportunity. There's an option to update it.
And it takes seconds.
Yeah, you really need to update it and run it. When was the last time you updated your antivirus software?
Oh, I update that regularly.
Okay.
And I ran Stinger also.
Oh, that was about to say. Okay, then you need to run... Adaware is updated and look for this thing.
Okay.
Because there's something that's trying to send that out, and you really need to do that immediately.
Okay. Okay. So the update and then run the program, correct?
Yep. Right.
Okay, fellas. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Take care.
Have fun. that's something, you know, God bless this guy, because he was smart enough to notice what it was trying to do and stop it. You really need to be careful. One of the problems with using any of the... Hotmail has been compromised so many times, it's not even funny. There have been any number of times when all the email addresses have been sent out to somebody. And the same thing is true of any one of the free accounts that you can get, Yahoo and Hotmail and all of these things. And in addition, it's easy enough to get any of those MSN names, and so many people have MSN accounts that they can just send mail to
A at MSN.
Right, because a computer can send out a billion of these. You know, it takes 15 minutes to write a program to generate all the possible combinations and permutations, and then another 5 seconds to send out the email. So what do you care? And once in, all you have to do is hit, you know, a dozen out of a million. And attach this sort of ActiveX or virus thing to it. And then the minute you open the email, because it opens the email as an HTML web page, bang, you get hit. You're done. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's in your system. Anybody who's using MSN or Yahoo or Hotmail or any of these programs, or is allowing HTML code in their Outlook Express or whatever, or has that preview pane open, is playing with fire. And even though you update all the time, if a virus comes out that hasn't been put into the update yet, because viruses come out every day and updates only happen a few times a week, then you're caught. So my suggestion has always been get a program that does not use HTML email. Don't use a preview pane. And if something comes from somebody that you don't know, or it's got an odd subject line, even if it is from somebody you know, throw it away. And then if it's from somebody you know, email them back saying, look, I got this thing that I say that had this weird title on it. Either you sent me something that I'm just not willing to open, in which case send it again with a decent title, or you've got a virus, check it out. And I realize that's a little work on your part, but you know what? The reality is that in the long run, you're going to be better off and your friends are going to be better off because you're helping them to find and kill their viruses. Our next caller, Sam from Brighton. Welcome, Sam. What's your question?
That's a lot of... Okay.
Hello, Sam?
Yes, how are you?
Are you talking to us?
No, I'm not, but I am now.
Okay, excellent. What's your question? We don't mean to interrupt your private conversation.
No, that's all right.
Carry on. We'll
I've been only on hold for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Right. It's a lot. We got a lot of people held. What's your question, Sam?
The question is, I have a system that I had sound. When I hooked up the system, there was sound. You know all the funny noises you get with it? Okay. I hooked up Frontier DSL.
Yep.
From that point on, I have static.
Yep.
But you also can hear through the speakers faintly, like a radio station coming through.
Yep.
You really can't make it out. Any ideas?
I believe that's the aliens attempting to make contact with you.
That's what very well could be.
Stay away from the light.
You got to go out to, what is it, New Mexico, Roswell?
Roswell. Are you on your phone line right now?
Actually, on my mobile phone in a parking lot, because I had to leave the house.
Yeah, I guess you would have. Get out. Sam, what it sounds like is either the folks who installed your DSL didn't ground something correctly.
Shield it, yeah.
Shield something correctly, or the network card they put in your machine is using the same interrupt as your sound card. Now, there are a couple of things you can do to check on that. One is, from your end, one of the things you can do is whatever version of Windows you're running, double-click on the control panel, double-click on System, and look at the Hardware tab. If you see a little red X or a yellow exclamation point next to something, one of them probably will be the sound card and the other will probably be your network card. Those are conflicting, and you're going to have to fix that in terms of the IRQ port.
Or another thing that you could try is try shutting down the machine, pulling the card out and moving it to another slot. Quite often moving it to another slot, and by removing it first from the control panel, shut it down, move it to another slot, reboot, Windows will re-find it, and quite often move it, if it is conflicting with another IRQ, it'll move it to a different IRQ. Just another thing that you can try out.
Yep. Those are the things to try, and I'm sorry we seem to have lost the signal. Whatever parking lot you're in, it's not coming through clearly. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with way more of you. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Can our local Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport,
top national Mitsubishi's bigger, better, zero event,
Carlisle,
can.
And this is how they're doing it.
Right now at Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, you get any brand new Mitsubishi with no down payment, no car or interest payments till 04. And get $500 cash back on any new Mitsubishi. Or get a brand new 03 Lancer for just $179 a month with absolutely no down payment. Or totally loaded Galant for just $209 a month with absolutely no down payment. At Carlisle Mitsubishi, it's your choice. But whichever plan you choose, you'll be driving your brand new Carlisle Mitsubishi without taking even one penny out of your pocket. If you've got credit worries, don't worry. Carlisle can get virtually anyone financed, even with your credit pass. $179 for Lancer, $209 for Galant, or nearly a year free from car payments. It's your choice. The only catch is you can only get these incredible deals by calling Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport at 586-8080 or by logging on to CarlisleAuto.com now.
Stock number 7164 and 6896. Qualified buyers add tax and fees of 60 months, 60,000.
Hello, this is Angela Lansbury. One of the real rewards of being successful is when you're able to give something back to those who are less fortunate. And I can think of no better way than through the Salvation Army. For 130 years, the Army has been providing food, clothing, and shelter to children of all ages. Now, what you may not know is that with a gift of $5,000 or more in cash or appreciated securities, you can establish your own charitable gift annuity. You can even choose which programs you wish to support from a list of over 140 options. And you may be eligible for significant tax advantages, too. If you're over 55, you really should look into these charitable gift annuities from the Salvation Army. The joy of giving can be rewarding in many ways. Call toll-free 888-234-8888 for information. That's 888-234-8888.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Do you have one of those Nike baseball shops?
Yeah, just a second.
Nothing can hurt him anymore.
Nike baseball shop. Got any curveballs? Yeah,
one
we got baseballs.
Couldn't bear to
no, curveballs. I'm not sure I understand. You're looking for a curveball? So I'm looking for... Okay. Any ball can curve if you throw it, right?
They have everything they need.
I have a fastball. Okay. And a pretty good changeup.
Well,
where did you buy that changeup ball? Coach gave it to me.
Just disappeared back.
Okay. Well, the right gear can make a difference. And we've got that. So you do have a curveball. No.
Marlon Brando revealed that he
we can set you up with everything Nike baseball. Jerseys, bats, protective gear, cleats, dry fit shorts, even balls. But kid, you gotta make it curve.
Really. Well, get me a forkball then.
All Nike, all baseball, all in one place. The Nike Baseball Shop at Dick's Sporting Goods. Every season starts at Dick's.
In these troubling times, safety and security are more important than ever. So get to AutoZone right now and make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready for the road ahead. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there and welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. I need
Well, at least I made it to the right studio.
You did make it to the right studio, and we're thrilled and delighted that you did. And we're thrilled and delighted to talk to Scott from Canandaigua. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
I have a comment and a question.
Yep.
The comment, there's a program called nailwasher.com.
Yeah.
And what it does is when you download the program, you open up your emails at the server instead of downloading it at your computer.
Right.
Which allows you to delete all the emails you don't want. And for all those emails that are going to send you a virus, it gives those senders an invalid email address. So it kind of isolates your emails from your computer.
Cool.
Very cool.
It's kind of a cool program, and it's like a freeware slash shareware program. If your conscience, you know, they ask you to send in $20 or $25, you know, if you feel like it, something like that. But it's a pretty good program.
I do something similar with an IMAP web server, Mail2Web. It looks at the headers of your mail, and you just delete them all without even bothering to download them.
Right. At RIT, we've installed, in the College of Business, we've installed something called Spam Assassin. So it picks up our mail and kills anything that it knows to be spam before we even get it. So, yeah. For the PC, mailwasher.com, there's also Spam Killer from McAfee, which you download and run on your own machine.
Yeah, I love that. I've run into that.
There's another nice pro. So lots of good stuff like that. Thank you, Scott. What's your question?
Hey, my question is, I heard the gentleman whose daughter wanted a graphics program, Corel.
Yes, Chuck from East Rochester.
Yeah. I built some simple web pages. I'm getting into it. And I've got all the HTML tags and all that stuff down. But now I'm looking for a graphics program that has hopefully kind of a fairly short learning curve. I don't really want to get into Photoshop, you know, spend $500 or $600 and, you know, maybe 6 months or so to, you know, to learn the thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys know of any simple graphics programs?
Yes, but they do simple things.
Well, I don't want to get into, you know, huge Flash animations or anything like that.
Flash is evil. Flash must die.
How do you really feel?
Yeah, I hate it. 99% of it is crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's huge and ugly.
Yeah.
It's wasteful, and it takes too long to load. And
right. The very, very few times where it's actually useful, it's not worth it for me. Yeah. Anyway, try PaintShop Pro.
Well, there's two different kinds of graphics. There's vector graphics and there's bitmap graphics.
Right.
Photoshop and PaintShop are bitmap graphics. You draw dots. Programs like Corel Draw and Illustrator are vector graphics. You draw lines. So it depends on what you actually want to draw. To decide what kind of program you buy.
I'm just basically interested in, you know, some logos, text, manipulating text,
right,
putting borders around.
Right. In a bitmap program like Photoshop and PhotoPaint, there is no text. It's just dots. You type your text down, and it's not text anymore. It's just dots.
Right. So doing things like making it 3D and all of that sort of hoo-ha isn't really going to happen easily. However, let me give you another program, the GIMP, G-I-M-P, at gimp.org. Steve's going to put that on our website if he ever actually gets connected. The GIMP is graphics image manipulation, actually the GNOME image manipulation program. And what it does is it's basically like Photoshop, only it's free, 100% free. One of the things it comes with is its own scripting language called ScriptFu, like Kung Fu.
Right.
And it includes many, many, many setups for creating web graphics. So you go and say, you know, I want the glow background, and I want rounded buttons, and I want, you know, the alien look, and I want green, and then you pick your colors and stuff, hit the button, ScriptFu, and then this is the text I want in the button. ScriptFu goes back and generates it all and makes the button for you. Right. And obviously the faster your machine is, the faster that happens.
Have you guys heard of a program called, it's Serif?
No, I have not.
R-I-F.
Have you heard of it?
Nope.
They have a photo manipulation program, which is like $10, and it's pretty good. But they want, obviously, you know, they do the they want you to get you to buy their program, which is the graphics program, which is $90.
Right.
And it looks pretty good, but like I say, I'm just trying to not spend the big bucks on.
Well, you know what, GIMP,
Adobe
the GIMP,
or Photoshop or,
right,
or anything like that.
The GIMP is free.
Yeah, yeah. Can't beat that.
Go to GIMP.org, G-I-M-P, Graphics Image Manipulation Program, or GNU Image Manipulation Program, or GNOME Image Manipulation Program. Download it and give it a try and play with that script,
yeah, right,
foo business.
Right.
And if you find it's not for you, what'd you lose?
Then go. Then you have nothing to lose, and then you go,
yep,
from there.
Exactly.
Okay. Great.
Give it a shot.
Thanks, guys.
My pleasure.
That's why I call.
That's
there
us.
You.
That's why we're here. Our next caller, Cal from East Rochester. Welcome, Cal. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Excellent. How are you?
I have a ECDC. Are you familiar with that at all?
ECDC.
It's a picture viewing program. A friend of mine had it, and it was nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I downloaded the free version. It lasted for 30 days, and then I opted not to buy it. However, now when I use Photo Editor with Microsoft Office,
yeah,
I'm getting this error that says cannot find file in whatever the file name is or one of its components, blah, blah, blah. I've reinstalled Office and everything. I'm still getting this error. Any ideas?
Is it? When do you get this error?
Whenever I open a picture, when I click on
when you double-click on a picture.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Here's the problem. You when this ECDC installed itself, it changed all of the file associations.
Did you uninstall the AC?
Yes, I used the uninstall. I also have gone into Explorer and reassociated all the JPG stuff with the Microsoft product that I like.
If you are all your files JPEGs?
No.
Well, what happened?
It only does it with JPEGs.
So the file association for JPEG is still pointing to this program you don't have anymore. You need to change the association to the program you do have now. The easiest way to do that is to left-click on the graphic file that won't open, and then do a shift right-click, choose open with, and pick your photo paint. And then at the bottom of that window, there's an always open with this program.
Okay.
And that will change the JPEG association to the program.
Permanent.
The program you do have.
And that'll be permanent. Thanks, Cal. I'm afraid we're done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody we didn't get to. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank everybody who left an opinion. I want to thank everybody who left a forum message, who left a poll. I want to thank everybody on Earth. And I especially want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me. I'm Nick Francesco. We will be back here next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
And Sheila, if you can, email either Nick or I so we can get you those pictures from
absolutely.
The Rob Linton.
Rob Linton.
Saber.
We'll be back next Saturday on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
My name is Suzanne Franklin, and I wasn't aware that you rented tuxedos, and my son was going to his prom and had rented a tuxedo from a tux shop, and it didn't fit. He went back, they sent him back with another, and their buttons were missing off the shirt, and I called down to your store, and you had tuxedo shirts, they ironed one for him, they got him dressed, cufflinks, everything, and I just thought that was amazing. Another son of mine, Ben, had the opportunity to rent a tux last night for his graduation. And it was beautiful. His cap and gown was all wrinkled, and we ran in at the last minute to get his tuxedo, and they offered to iron his gown for him. And I just think they go above and beyond, and I wanted to let you know that.
Not only did you let me know it, Suzanne, but the whole country. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of the Men's Warehouse.
Tuxedo rentals starting at $50. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
She bundled you up against the cold. Hot cocoa, cookies, small gifts of love. It is the autumn of her life, and you are her warmth. She took care of you. Now it's your turn at the Wesley community. Here she'll be warmed by friends, activities, and a 24-hour nursing staff that's like family. We'll take good care of the person who took good care of you. Call 241-2111 or visit thewesleycommunity.com. The Wesley community. Nurture the spirit. She helped you with your multiplication tables, sang you your ABCs. Now she's forgetting things, and you are her memory. She took care of you. Now it's your turn with Memory Care at the Wesley Community. Our well-trained staff will help her enjoy renewed confidence while keeping her safe. We'll take good care of the person who took good care of you. Call 241-2111 or visit thewesleycommunity.com. The Wesley Community. Nurture the spirit.
He had boyfriends.
The movie Anger Management is coming, and you can see it free thanks to Celino and Barnes. It's Tuesday night at the movies. Celino and Barnes invites you to a free showing of the new hit movie Anger Management. Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Regal Cinemas in Henrietta. To get your free tickets, stop by the Clear Channel Studios in Midtown Plaza in downtown Rochester. Anger Management. Don't miss it.
Left the show in 1971. The National Enquirer later published an article claiming Paul was fired for drunkenness and unprofessional behavior.
Family in the military.
To endure freedom.
Friends.
And that's what I signed up for.
And we are ready to do our job.
They are Americans.
We're kind of the number one team on the block.
We support you.
Lind responded with a $10 million libel suit against the tabloid.
Our
meanwhile, producers wanted Paul back.
Away from home.
They searched for a way
News
to convince Lind to return.
WHAM.
And so a deal was worked
USA.
Out that...